Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on Your Mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Hennin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from, happy Friday. Here's what I tell everyone.
We're ready to roll, my friends.
I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place. For the stars and stripes and the eagle flies.
Hi, how are you? Glad you're here with us. It's on a Friday edition, kicking off a long July 4th weekend. Or as we call it, Independence Day. A celebration of America. Nothing better. Are you feeling less patriotic? New Gallup survey suggests Americans are feeling less patriotic these days. And also believe that the best days for America are behind us. I am at odds with both of those majorities in those polls. How about you? You tell me today, 701-271-1100. By the way, we have a MyPillow to give away today on the program, so random number caller will receive that. You don't know who's going to, could be one, could be ten, could be seven, could be somewhere in between or after, whatever. You just don't know. So, 701-271-1100 to call us today on the program. Also, I have a woke survey of the day. My woke survey of the day is, what is more woke, reparations, which, by the way, are moving forward in California, believe it or not, or is Dylan Mulvaney, the whole Dylan Mulvaney fiasco, more woke? What's the, and by the way, Dylan Mulvaney is back now feeling ever the victim over the Bud Light situation. So, just so you know, the wokeness continues. Reparations or Dylan Mulvaney? If you had to choose which one is more woke, you tell me, 701-271-1100. We have a couple of Supreme Court decisions that are happening. One has just been released, and another 6-3 decision. This to do with a web designer in Colorado, I believe, that does websites for weddings. And this particular business wished to refuse service to same-sex couples out of a belief that it was wrong. So let me get this straight. Business owner provides a service. That service is websites. Happens to have a strongly held belief that same-sex unions are wrong. And so, therefore, says, I'm sorry, I can't help you with your wedding because I just don't believe in same-sex unions. Many other people you can go to, oh, no, 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 we got to sue over it, and it ends up to before the Supreme Court. 6-3 decision, the web designer can refuse LGBTQ customers. Once again, a decision for common sense from the United States Supreme Court. Thank you, Donald Trump, with a strong majority on the Supreme Court. Thank you, Donald Trump, for bringing some reason back to the United States Supreme Court. Some logic. And again, nothing against the same-sex couple. This individual just believes that same-sex union is wrong. That's all. It's just pretty... You have a belief that it's right and want to get married to someone of the same sex? Okay. You're just going to have to find somebody else to design your website. In Colorado, there's a million people that can do it. So that's the first decision. The next one is going to be on whether or not Joe Biden can just by edict say, I'm going to forgive student loans. I'm going to just forgive it. For you know, just wipe it out. Sign this piece of paper and it shall be done. Or does the Congress need to weigh in on that? So we'll see if Joe Biden is rebuked by the court a little later on today. So, also on the program, Greg Tevin will be here next hour, the entrepreneurial champion, co-founder and CEO of Emerging Prairie, is involved in the Grand Farm Project, and TEDx is coming to Fargo. TEDx. You heard of TED Talks? Well, some TED Talks are coming to Fargo. We'll tell you about that. We'll be on the stage. Robert Lighthizer, former United States Trade Representative, will be here. He was Donald Trump's top trade guy. And he was busy during the Trump years. Some great things happened. He's written a book called No Trade is Free, Changing Course, Taking on China, and Helping America's Workers, along with other trade issues. Fascinating topic. Looking forward to learning about it later in the program today. All right. In the meantime, 701-271-1100 is our telephone number. You can also text, but we prefer you call. That's why you could win a MyPillow when you call today, 701-271-1100. But we'll take your text to 701-237-1590. And one texter here says, don't forget the Cheyenne, North Dakota Rodeo is Sunday at 3 p.m. We'll take that free plug Friday shout out. Always welcome those. You got something going on you want us to tell our listeners about? You just call or text. That's fine. Cheyenne, North Dakota has a rodeo Sunday at 3 p.m. Somebody voting on reparations. I don't call that state California. It's the land of fruits and nuts. All right, another one for our woke survey question answer. Reparations or Dylan Mulvaney? What's more woke? Reparations getting another vote. Let's go to Ryan in Wimbledon. Wimbledon. Just like the tennis venue. Only Ryan's in beautiful Wimbledon, North Dakota. Hello, Ryan. What's on your mind today?
Oh, not too much. Just enjoying another beautiful day in North Dakota.
It is a beautiful day, isn't it? Yes, exactly right. What else is on your mind?
Yep.
What would you like to talk about today? You want to take my woke survey? Reparations or Dylan Mulvaney? You want to tell me if you're less patriotic? Think America's best days are behind us? What's on your mind? Just start us off in good fashion there.
It sure seems like it. Yeah, it sure does seem like it with our administration we have today.
What if Donald Trump is elected in the next election? Will you think differently?
Oh, yes, absolutely. We need to have him back just to continue to clean the swamp.
So then our best days are not behind us. Our best days could be ahead of us. We end the woke?
They could be.
Yeah, they could be. Exactly right. So there's a little glimmer. Are you less patriotic?
No. No.
I hope we can buck the trend of the Gallup survey here on the program, because the survey suggests that Americans are less patriotic, but I don't think folks in the heartland are. Not North and South Dakota and Minnesota. They really don't.
No, not at all.
Exactly. Ryan, thanks for your call today. Appreciate you weighing in, and keep listening, okay?
Absolutely. Thank you.
Ryan is caller number one. We have a number written down here of a lucky caller, and when we get to that number caller, they will win a free MyPillow today. A little fun from MyPillow. Some great deals going on right now, MyPillow. I'll tell you about those two coming up. MyPillow.com, great place to shop. Same with MyStore.com. And when you do, here's what I ask you to do. The promo code is Scott. That's how you save the big bucks. Okay? Promo code is Scott. Call them at 800-506-9028. 800-506-9028. Let's see what is up at the Supreme Court. Shannon Bream is on Fox right now. We'll see if the decision is in on school choice.
What's going on? He even goes on to say this. He says the dissent gets turned around on itself, that it's firing at on its own position. He says, while stressing that a Colorado company cannot refuse the full and equal enjoyment of its services based on a customer's protected status, the dissent assures us that a company selling creative services to the public does have a right to decide what messages to include or not to include. But if that is true, what are we even debating? And he says they get off into a number of things that are not the facts of this case. The facts of this case were stipulated. Everybody agreed to what the designer was alleging here. And he says by getting into other hypotheticals involving photographers and interracial couples and all kinds of things, they're looking at a case that's not before the court.
All right. That is, she's reviewing the first decision out on the web designer who the court ruled in favor of is not compelled to take the business of a same-sex couple. I said school choice. It's actually student loans that we're waiting for the decision on. And as soon as we have that, we'll let you know. In the meantime, call us, 701-271-1100 on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
Does the spring thaw leave you anxious about your basement? Have you been struggling with water seeping in? At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution. From wall bracing and water seepage to complete foundation replacement, for a free estimate, go to pccnd.com.
Brian Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
This is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. I want to take a minute just to thank you very much for all your calls, heck, all the rapport I've been having with all you listeners for the past 4, 5, 6 years, and I really appreciate that. But more importantly than that, now is the time to act for your family. With 87,000 IRS agents out there, they have a target, and that target's on you and your family. Let's make your estate private. Let's protect from guardianship. Let's save taxes and also protect your heirs so they have a peaceful, private settlement each and every time. They'll be so appreciative that not only you did that. I'm at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. You'll be so glad you did. I guarantee it. Online at ndestateservices.com. Thank you very much. God bless you and your family.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution, polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
This is for all you sophisticated ladies out there. She grew up in the city in a little subdivision. Her daddy wore a tie. Mama never fried a chicken. Ballets.
Well, what's on your mind?
Most likely to.
Brought to you in part by our good friends at PetroServe USA. They have some home cooking waiting for you for lunch today. Valley City, exit 292. Fish or chipped beef over toast? Chipped beef over toast. Oh, man. My grandma used to make that. It's fabulous. Harwood has pulled pork over mac and cheese, fish special, or a cheeseburger hot dish, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Orange chicken, 12th Avenue and I-29, PetroServe USA location. Tater tot hot dish at the downtown MP Avenue store, PetroServe USA. Lasagna in Glendon, orange chicken on 45th. PetroServe USA, you tell them Scott sent you. Lori in Underwood, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Lori.
Hi. First, I wanted to take part in your survey. When you first said what the two questions are, I was like, how can you choose between wokeness and those two things? They're both so woke. But when I thought about it right now, it's like, oh my gosh.
Yes. But I didn't want to make this easy.
Morally, the whole issue of pushing trans and alternative sexual lifestyles onto our society and our children is absolutely, to me, the most woke. It's overwhelming what has happened in the last several years.
I don't know if the LGBT... I agree with you. I've marked you down for Dylan Mulvaney already, and I agree with you. This is what irritates me about the whole thing. This is why the pushback. And by the way, I would hope most businesses now would see what's happened to Bud Light. This started in April, and they are still suffering massive losses of the business because of a decision to partner with Dylan Mulvaney. And literally, they put like her picture on one can. And there was one post, and then they said, whoa, this is not good, and they fired everybody involved in the decision, and they're still suffering from it. I think it's sending an important message to the corporate world. Stop it. Stop cramming this stuff down our throat. By the way, if you decide that you prefer one gender over another gender, you can't change your gender, but you can change your sex, and you're gonna. It's America, I think the vast majority of people say, "Hey, that's not my business. It's your business." But don't run around and trying to normalize it and trying to brainwash kids and all the other things that go with it. Right, Lori?
Right. I just absolutely, and then that kind of brought me to the, when you said, are you more patriotic or less? I've thought about that a lot over the last couple years because there's so much negative anti-American rhetoric out there, or anti-traditional American rhetoric. And I think for those of us who love this land, It's made me more patriotic, because it's kind of like that thing where you don't, I haven't been thankful enough for the freedoms I've had. And when you start seeing those freedoms eroded, then it's like, it's time to defend this country. It's time to defend our traditional values. That's where I am on that.
No, very well said. And I think because of everything you described, it's incumbent on us to be more patriotic. To be champions of a constitution and a declaration of independence and the vision of the founding fathers, to not let America as we know it slip away. That's what I take away from your call, Lori.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Well, I appreciate your call. Thanks so much.
Yes.
Lori and Underwood. Others welcome at 701-271-1100. Texter says, if given this choice to raise my children in a 1950s America or now, I'm saying 1950s. Not sure if our best days are behind us, but I look on the past more fondly than the future. I think that's fair. I think that's a fair question. Are you less patriotic? Do you believe our best days are behind us? A Gallup poll says yes and yes. We're asking our listeners today on what's on your mind. Texter sends along a Charlie Kirk tweet. This is from a couple of weeks ago, but Texter says, looks like North Dakota's finally cleaning house, and the tweet from Charlie Kirk was breaking Perry Schaefer. A Ronald McDaniel voter was just removed and replaced as chairman of the North Dakota GOP by conservatives. Many members of the RNC are losing their positions for not listening to grassroots. Congratulations to Sandy Sanford of the North Dakota GOP. We need to have Sandy on one of these days and talk about what's next for the Republican Party in North Dakota. I know a lot of you are not happy with the direction the Republican Party has been going, so be a good opportunity for her to hear from you. Mulvaney is more woke, says another texter. Reparations can easily be solved. The real slaves deserve reparations, so find out where the slaves are buried and leave a check there payable only to them. David in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, David.
I am a veteran, and at one point in I listened to a speaker at an event, and I think the problem with the being patriotic is most back in the 60s, everybody that was in Congress, whether it be a senator or a House of Representatives, were veterans, had some military and understood what it was like to fight for our freedoms, understood what it was like to support this country. We no longer have that because most of them in Congress have not served. So they don't, both sides are struggling with the idea of what it is like to truly have to fight for our values and our country. And I think that's one of the big problems is we just don't have people that are there that have been involved in the military. Not saying other people cannot be patriotic. Of course they can. But I think when you have people that are making our rules and our laws, it, they struggle.
I think that's a very good point. I really do. And you're exactly right on veterans in Congress as well. David, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. We're getting closer to the MyPillow winner, 701-271-1100, to call us. Text 237-1590. Short break, back with more on What's on Your Mind. Waiting for that latest Supreme Court decision. We'll have it live when it happens.
Summit Carbon Solutions is proposing the safe, innovative use of carbon capture, transportation, and storage technologies to help secure the future of the energy and agriculture industries that are critical to the livelihoods of our friends and families. The protection of people and the environment is the top priority at Summit Carbon Solutions. In fact, carbon dioxide pipelines have significantly lower risk than other pipelines and have been safely operating in the United States for more than 40 years. Building on that strong foundation, Summit Carbon Solutions plans will meet or exceed all design, construction, and operation standards to keep North Dakota families and businesses safe. To learn more about the project, visit summitcarbonsolutions.com. That's summitcarbonsolutions.com.
USA News Update. A record amount of travel is expected this 4th of July weekend. AAA projects more than 50 million Americans will travel at least 50 miles from home, which would overtake the previous record of 49 million set in 2019 before the pandemic. AAA also expects to hit new records for the number of those traveling by car, with over 43 million expected to hit the roads to head to their destinations. More than 100 million Americans are under air quality alerts as smoke from wildfires in Canada continue fouling up the air in the USA. Air quality alerts are out for Wisconsin to Vermont and down to North Carolina. The worst air quality today is expected from Michigan and Ohio and into the mid-Atlantic, including Washington, D.C. Conditions are expected to improve slowly into the Independence Day weekend. Lance Pry, USA News.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming? I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
This July 4th, Independence Day. Do you think our best days are behind us? Gallup poll suggests that a majority of Americans are in that camp. I want to know what camp you're in. Also, we have our woke survey today. What's more woke, reparations or Dylan Mulvaney? You get a chance to weigh in on that today on What's on Your Mind. Supreme Court decision coming. Yesterday's Supreme Court decision did not sit well with Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson. Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson, the Joe Biden appointment on the Supreme Court, and one of my favorite warriors, one by the name of Winsome Sears. She's the Lieutenant Governor of Virginia. She had a little something to say about the viewpoint of Ketanji Brown Jackson. First of all, she called her a diversity hire. Called her a diversity hire. Get a kick out of that. One of the reasons she did is, this is from the dissent yesterday on affirmative action. She excoriates her colleagues with let them eat cake obliviousness. Is that even a word, obliviousness? With let them eat cake obliviousness. Today, the majority pulls the ripcord and announces color blindness for all by legal fiat. Oof. But deeming race irrelevant in law does not make it so in life. History speaks in some form it can be heard forever. The race-based gaps that first developed centuries ago are echoes from the past that still exist today. By all accounts, they are still stark. No one benefits from ignorance. Although formal race-linked legal barriers are gone, race still matters to the lived experiences of all Americans in innumerable ways. And today's ruling makes things worse, not better. The best that can be said of the majority's perspective is that it proceeds ostrich-like. Wow, is this something else? From the hope that preventing consideration of race will end racism. But if that's its motivation, the majority proceeds in vain. If the colleges of this country are required to ignore a thing that matters, it will not just go away. It will take longer for racism to leave us, and ultimately ignoring race just makes it matter more. Yeah, there's more. Blistering descent. Blasted Justice Thomas, too, saying he ignites too many more straw men to list or fully extinguish here. Wow. Good luck at the next coffee party of the Supreme Court there, I guess. Obliviousness. Obliviousness. Colorblindness. Somebody tell me if those words exist, would you? This is what's on your mind. Call us and answer the question of the day. Are you less patriotic? Do you believe America's best days are behind us? Tell me. Program brought to you today by our friends at Bucklich, North Dakota's home for Chevy. Just in the other day for some service, oil change, and tire rotation, and all the usual goodies at Bucklich. And as I sat in the waiting room enjoying some popcorn at the Valley City location there, that's my kind of waiting area. One with popcorn for crying out loud, and a popcorn machine right there. Real stuff. I just marveled at what a great team there and how they take great care of you. Dewey and the service department and all the folks there are just fantastic. Steve and the crew on the new car and pre-owned side. I just feel like family. Next time you buy a car, you want to buy from folks that feel like family, don't you? Check out PucklageValleyCity.com, PucklageValleyCity.com. And you can see some of their selection. But just stop in there next time. Run to Main Avenue in West Fargo. Great folks to deal with. Gail says, Scott, I have a bone to pick with you about Bud Light. We took a stand, and are we standing strong? We have to keep this stand up, even though it will hurt some people and distributors. Every company has people that work for them and will be caught in the crossfire and will be hurt. We're sorry for that. Either we prove our money means something to these companies and is important, or we cave like our weak-kneed Republicans. I feel more patriotic to this country and feel even stronger to keep fighting for it. So I guess the beef, the bone to pick with me, what does it even mean, have a bone to pick with you? Or I have a beef. I guess that's another show, but I'd love to know where those sayings came from. I have a beef. I got a beef with you. I got a bone to pick with you. I know what the texter means. I just don't know where that saying came from. Anyway, it means they have a disagreement with me. They are calling me out on some perceived wokeness. And I guess the difference is they're continuing to not drink Bud Light. My point is, when a company fires people and says, we screwed up, goes on the television show say, mea culpa, I'm just not going to, yeah, I don't care, I'm going to pound you again. Plus, I like Bud Light. Sorry. I like Bud Light. So, my like of Bud Light and my belief that the issue has been addressed causes me to want to move on with Bud Light. So, that's my opinion. Bone to pick or not, I'm going to keep to it and move on. Sorry. What else we got for text here? Just when you thought they can't get any crazier, says this texter, I would urge all of those that advertise on your program and make up for the lack of patriotism on the West Coast. Maybe call the flagpole guy and order a new flag. Let's get patriotic. Call on your audience to do their part in making up for this. Go to your nearest fireworks retailer. Go find Generous Jerry's. I like that. He's saying support the advertisers who support the flag, so you can have this safe space for the conservative cause and do our part to be more patriotic, to make up for those that are less patriotic on the West Coast. I like that, I like that, I like that. Way to go. Jason and Hunter, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Jason.
Hey, so for the question today, the patriotic thing, I believe that most of us are actually more patriotic, but that doesn't mean we have to agree with Biden and all his crap he's got going on. I mean, if we can fight it in our local elections and our major elections, then our true patriotism will be shown. That's what I believe.
In other words, we love America. We're more patriotic rather than less patriotic. But agree with nothing of the Biden administration. I mean, that's the political.
Absolutely, because it's very anti-American.
Yeah. Right. So they're trying to tear down everything we believe is what makes America great. So, of course, we're going to oppose them, but it doesn't mean we don't love America all that more. I think that's a fair point. Yeah. I mean, I think we should separate our politics from our love of America. In other words, our reverence for the founding fathers and what they stood for does not reflect on our politics. That's completely separate. I think you make a very good point, Jason.
Yep.
And
the woke off, what is it, California or Mulvaney?
Reparations or Mulvaney. Yep, that's the woke off.
Oh, well, they're both from California, so I'd just say California is the most woke. Dylan is a product of terrible policies and mental illness not being addressed.
Yeah, there's something on right there. And I haven't got to this story yet, but also Dylan is, I know this will shock you, playing the victim card over the Bud Light thing now.
Well, most of them are professional victims.
Right. Exactly right. Jason, I have a free MyPillow for you that we will leave at our studios here next time you're in Fargo cruising along from Hunter. Come on in. Hang on a moment, and Daniel will get your last name, and we'll have a pillow waiting for you at our front desk at 2852 Thunder Road. We're right along I-29 between Thunder Road and Border States, okay?
All right.
Congratulations, and have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too. And happy sports.
Go out and celebrate America. Daniel, if you'd take that, that'd be great. Rolla, North Dakota, and Dave, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, I wanted to ask a couple questions related to deciding who you can serve based on your religious belief. I've got friends who are Mormons. Right in the scriptures, it states very plainly that American Indians were cursed with a dark skin because they're lazy and loathsome, and so they would not be enticing to white and delightsome people. So with this Supreme Court decision, are they okay discriminating against Native Americans?
All right, Dave, appreciate the call. Thank you very much. By the way, this just in, let's go to this right now for at least a moment, what we know from the Supreme Court latest decision on student loans. Looks like the court has blocked Biden's student loan debt bailout.
To the Supreme Court, and Shannon, I understand you got some more information on these opinions coming in. What you got?
Yeah, so the Chief Justice is reading from his opinion from the court. Based on the pattern we've seen the last couple of days, I would expect maybe the dissenters, and this time led by Justice Kagan, possibly will lead as well, because there is, again, as we've seen this week, a lot of back and forth between the dissent and the majority going after each other. This is from the dissent. They say at the behest of a party, meaning these states that came forward to say they were going to be injured by these student loan debt forgiveness plans, at the behest of a party that suffered no injury, the majority decides a contested public policy issue properly belonging to the politically accountable branches.
All right, we'll pick up more of that on the other side of the break. Another loss for the Biden administration and a win for rule of law.
Here at the University of Mary, we are committed to supporting our nation's heroes with a full range of military-friendly degree plans. Whether you're active duty, reserve, or retired, our military services team is ready to help you maximize your education benefits and pursue your calling on your terms. Explore your options today at online.umary.edu/military. That's online.umary.edu/military.
here's the deal. All month long for June at PetroServe USA, Hershey assorted king-size candy bars are $1.39. Have one today. Red Bull 16-ounce cans, 3 for $8. Nestle 28 packs of water are $4.69. Hostess treats are $1.19. Blue Diamond nuts only 99 cents. Kellogg's Jumbo Snacks $1.09. Muddy Buddies $1.19. Smokehouse 8-ounce meat sticks are $5.99. And Stone Creek nuts and mixes and candy $1.39 at PetroServe USA.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming June auctions include 164 acres in Stark County, 784 acres in Kidder and Stutzman Counties, 563 acres of exceptional cropland in Wilkin County, Minnesota, near Wolverton, 201 acres of hunting land in Roseau County, near Wanaska, 3.6 acre lot on Lake Metegoshi in Botineau County, mineral auctions in Slope and Headinger Counties. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
When joint pain controls the way you move, it holds you back. The Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team can help with therapy and treatment options that focus on finding your way forward without pain. If you're ready to manage your symptoms or plan for a future total joint replacement, we're committed to providing you care in a healthy and safe environment. Call 701-323-8920 to schedule a same-day appointment with the Sanford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine team in Bismarck.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling four-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these four-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I've seen a lot of places, I've been around.
What's on your mind is powered by MyPillow. If you go to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, you're going to find one of their best deals ever. Four pillows. Comboed up for a great price, two of the all-new MyPillow 2.0, the full-size pillows, and then also the go-anywhere pillows, specially priced right now, MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. But the towels, robes, sheets, slippers, all fantastic prices when you use the promo code Scott, MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Or call 800-506-9028. John in Fargo, we'll get to you in a moment here, but I want to have Jonathan Turley's analysis on the Supreme Court blocking Biden's student debt bailout.
that decision just handed down from the Supreme Court. Here's Jonathan Turley.
Just grant loan forgiveness. And so she's really in the argument of the majority for saying this is not a close call. You really overstepped and overreached as a president, and this is now unconstitutional.
Jonathan, go ahead and stand by for us. We want to bring in Ken Coleman, the host of the Ken Coleman Show. Ken, this is now $400 billion of potential student. Yeah, we got it.
There
it is. Okay. We're talking $400 billion worth of taxpayer money here that was going to go to some of these, you know, students. And that has been thrown out now. Your response?
Well, I think it's a great win for individual responsibility in America. This was a cheap political promise that was really a slap in the face of not just the millions of Americans that Dana just pointed out, but how about folks like me who actually went to college, we had student loans, and we paid them off. And the twisted irony of this just really cheap promise was that the student loan program is not being addressed at all. We are barreling towards $2 trillion of student loan debt that is breaking so many Americans who owe more years after they took the loan out than
great points. Great points. That's the coverage from Fox News Channel on the Supreme Court decision. This is a no-brainer. By the way, what we're getting in the way of bits and pieces of the I guess the dissenting opinions and the majority opinions is there is a war going on in this 6-3 court. It's unbelievable. In fact, Justice Roberts basically said, hey, don't do that because you harm the court when you dissenters rail like you're railing. Pretty interesting. John in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Happy Friday to you.
Good morning, Scott.
Morning.
So my take on patriotism, I still feel I'm as patriotic as ever. As Thomas Jefferson once said, dissent is the highest form of patriotism. And, of course, that would apply to Bud Light. We dissented. I think they got the message. I'm kind of with you. At some point, we all need to bury the hatchet and move on. You know, another thing that's going on, and I'm involved in this FFL debacle in Fargo, and my take on that is Benjamin Franklin's, one of his greatest quotes. People should not fear the government. The government should fear the people. I think that, it applies to Fargo. It applies to Joe Biden and some of the other garbage that's going on in Washington, where they seem to have no fear nor any respect for us, the citizen, the people who are putting them in office and providing their way of life.
Good points, John. What is the FFL project you're talking about?
Well, basically, the fact that, people like myself who actually just do gun shows and would like to conduct fair and legal above the board following the government rules from the ATF, legal transfers, which, do promote public safety, in a very direct way because we weed out the people who aren't supposed to have firearms. But the city of Fargo is telling me, well, you can't do that out of your house, even though the state of North Dakota says I can and has for a long time. Fargo is, trying to fall back on this home rule charter that, we could do as we please, despite the fact that state law always trumps city law or county law.
Sure.
Same as federal law trumps state law. Fargo is just, they're out of line on it. I've reached out via email to past and present commissioners trying to resolve this in an amicable manner. Saying, those of us involved with this do realize some of their concerns, and some of them are actually workable concerns. But they have a mindset, as you saw the other day, with a 5-1 vote, saying that, we're going to take the state to court over this, rather than just, bury the hatchet, move on, and, hey, let's all shake hands and get along and try and promote a safer community.
Yeah. Now, I'm familiar with the issue. I just didn't. What does FFL stand for?
Federal firearms license.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
But it gives someone the ability to buy and sell firearms, completely above the board, following ATF rules and regulations, which are very strict. In other words, if I mess up, I can lose my license. Heck, I could even get a fine and jail time, you know, if I illegally transfer a firearm. I mean, this is what it boils down to. It's me trying to follow the law and at the same time promote a better, safer community. Yet we have a closed-minded city commission that is basically in whatever mindset they are in that just can't grasp it.
No, there's a woke majority there. That's unfortunate. You got Strand, you got Preston, and depending on the day, one of the others as well. Appreciate the call, and good luck. Keep battling on that, John. More after this on What's on Your Mind on a Friday edition.
From Field to Fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know North Dakota's ethanol industry is a leader in carbon capture? Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. In fact, yields have increased 25 to 42% in the last 20 years using similar levels of inputs. Corn ethanol is our nation's best way to decarbonize transportation today. And corn ethanol has a significantly smaller carbon footprint than gasoline. And it's getting smaller. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.